Okay, so I'm sorry about the technical breakdown in the middle. Let's pick up where we were up to before. We were talking about the Ramban, the Ramban presents himself as saying something distinct and different from the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, from the earlier Sfardim, the Mefarshim, as you referred to them. Right? They had said that Akev means the schar that comes at the end. The Ramban had said, no, Akev means the end. In what way is he different than they are, other than the fact that he sees it generally as part of the general idiom, Rosh, head, means the beginning, and heel means the end. So essentially what he's doing is taking the word schar out of this. So as we were saying before, when I think the recording shut off, and the Zoom shut off temporarily, number one, you get the impression that it's more natural. This is the natural consequence. It's not schar, mimela. The bris and the chesed are there waiting for us. As we were talking before, Kadosh Baruch Hu fundamentally, as the Ramchal develops in several Sfarim, Mesilas Yesharim, and Derech Hashem and others, based, as Rabbi Kaplan points out, initially on the writings of Rasad Yigon, perhaps this Ramban and others as well. Ribbono Shlom fundamentally was interested in being mative and doing good for us and being beneficent. And he could have just created us and put us straight into Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to design the universe such that we'll enjoy that goodness that much more when we've chosen it, when we've earned it in some sense, when we own our goodness in some sense, when we're junior partners with our Kadosh Baruch Hu in that goodness. So in Mele, he chooses to put us first in Olam HaNisayon, Olam HaZeh, in advance of Olam Haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rooting for us to succeed. There's bris, there's chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give goodness and puts us in a place where we have the opportunity to earn it, to create our access to that bris and to that chesed that's waiting for us. That's one idea the Ramban might be implying by taking the word schar out of it. This is what comes afterwards. This is the natural consequence. This is the default chesed that's waiting for us. One other idea he might be pointing to is an idea that the Rambam develops in several places near the end of Hilchos Tshuva. One of the closing chapters of the Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, he develops in several other writings as well. In the Hakdamah, particularly the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, at the end of Masechah Sanhedrin, the Pirush HaMishnayos, Rambam develops the idea that the ultimate schar is Olam Haba. Aligned with what we were saying a couple of moments ago. Olam Haba was designed by the divine engineer to be the ultimate place of schar, the ultimate place of enjoyment. Whatever pleasure we have in Olam HaZeh, sometimes it's significant pleasure, is still minuscule. As great as it is here, it's minuscule compared to that which we awaits us in Olam Haba. And he says, Rambam develops the idea at length, the schar for the true schar for mitzvahs is Olam Haba. Whatever we're going to enjoy here is peanuts compared to what we're going to enjoy in Olam Haba. When the Torah says you do mitzvahs, there'll be goodness to come in Olam HaZeh. That's not the schar for the mitzvah. As the Gemara says, Rambam points out, schar mitzvah amun lecha. What the Torah is saying, Rambam says, and perhaps that's what Ramban means as well, what you get here is not the schar, but that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if I get a good return on the investment, I'll invest more. If I gave you capacity, I gave you resources, I gave you talents, I gave you opportunities, Olam HaZeh, to do mitzvahs, to know everybody's saying, and you use them well, you're living properly, so I'll give you more. That's not the schar. That's way too small to be the schar, the extraordinary schar of a mitzvah. What it is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you live properly, so often what will happen as a result is I'll give you more opportunities, more resources, which to do more mitzvahs. You use the resources well, so here are more resources, more opportunities, more talents, more chances. So maybe that's what the Ramban is pointing to. It's not schar. This is just the acharis. This is natural consequence. Again, the notion, I think, either way, what the Ramban is capturing is the word Akiv doesn't just mean the schar that comes afterwards. It means it's the end of the process. It's the natural result. And again, I think that's communicating one of two fundamental points. Either that this is natural in the sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu, his tachlis is to give us tov, is to give us chesed. And he's waiting for us. That's the default. That's in place. We need to be over any signs so that we can enjoy the chesed and the bris that's waiting for us. Along the lines of what Ramchal develops. Alternatively, along the lines of what Rambam develops, specifically about tov in olam hazeh, is too minuscule to be the schar, but it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu enabling us to do more. So it's not schar, it's enabling us to do more mitzvahs. If we use what the resources of Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us well, it's natural. They'll give us more opportunities. So these are perhaps some of the ideas that the Ramban, the Mesek Lashono, with his subtle and beautiful language, is pointing out that when the Torah opens this week's parsha, Ekev Tishma'un, it's telling us so much about mitzvahs. Again, as Ramban said, perhaps it's saying, it speaks to the fact that Olam Hazeh is a way of accessing and creating Olam Haba. Perhaps it speaks to the fact that Olam Haba is schar, and what Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Olam Hazeh is to enable us to do more. And perhaps, as Rashi put it, the word Ekev reminds us that so often some of the greatest, most valuable opportunities are things that people ignore. And there's extraordinary special value in not ignoring and not downplaying the really significant mitzvahs that could so easily pass us by. All this richness in one word. Yashar Koach, thank you for coming. And thank you for coming back.